little known fact that when Chris Martin actually composed Paradise, he was actually thinking about the York Maze. Isn't that right, Tom Pearcey, founder and chief executive officer of the York Maze?
Hello.
Yeah, you see, he didn't catch that because he was talking to somebody else in between, so he thought, it's just going on. I give him a nice lead-in to say, Coldplay Paradise, just like the York Maze, and ooh, lying in all sorts of ways. Welcome back, Tom. Good to connect with you. Good souls. I don't know, the year just shoots by. It seems like only yesterday we were being followed by axe murderers and chainsaw-wielding people at the York Maze Hallo Scream. And look, it's that time of year again.
It is. They've all come to get you again.
Fans. Don't you just love them? Anyway, Amy in the studio rightly said, because as you know, I was feeling guilty when we spoke up early in the week and we connected, because I said, I missed the summer one again. But thankfully, Amy Ellis didn't, and you saw Harry Potter, and you were delighted with the York Maze, Amy.
I was very delighted with the York Maze. It was my first trip there, and I must say it was good.
And Amy's from the south of the country, you say. Specifically from...
From Watford, and I've come all the way up north to come see this York Maze.
There, you see. Can you ask for any higher praise?
Worth the trip.
Yeah. So what was it about this year's Harry Potter-themed York Maze that really excited you, Amy?
It was just something new. I just, like, when someone said, oh, we're going to, a maze that's made out of maize, I was like, what?
How amazing.
Yeah, it was. It was amazing.
Quite literally, you can have that free. Take it from the ground routine. You can
actually. Fantastic, Alec. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. You can add it to the sort of the mad psychotic that always greets the sort of maze thing when you go to theyorkmaze.com. We've actually muted it for the benefit of a listener today. But great stuff there. Now, Tom, we've also got a band in the studio who are performing this weekend at the wonderful Jolly Brewer in Lincoln, and they're called The Rafters. And I'm thinking, one of the things we haven't really done at the York Maze, and you might sort of correct me on this one, but we haven't really featured much live music, have we?
We have live music on Bonfire Night every year.
Yeah, so, but then you burn the musicians, so it's a bit, you know, it's like a one-off gig.
It's a bit of a stretch. Yeah, the instruments go on the fire.
Exactly. And, these guys are just taking their... they've got their first photo shoot tonight. You don't want to sort of have them, basically have effigies burnt of the rafters, It's not going to help, bless her heart, Donna's already having enough stress having to phone up gigs and sort of coordinate the whole thing. Without that, one of them's actually doing a forensic science degree. It's going to be very messy. All sorts of basics from that point of view. However, Tom, we're going to put you on the spot here because we're going to actually play you one of the Rafters' classic pieces of music. Are you ready for this? Yeah, because and you can actually... You might want to choose to speak to them. You might not. I don't know. You might sort of think, no, sorry, I don't want to speak to them at all in any way, shape or form. Just in case you wanted to know, Chris, Pete, Sam and Donna. Or as we like to say, Donna, Chris, Pete and Sam. All right? Because it's always important to sort of work that whole thing through from that point of view. So there. Jodie Orton's also gearing up, although next week she's going to be in Los Angeles, which is her excuse for why she's not able to attend Hallo Scream this weekend. But with the wonderful Waiting Till the Sun Goes Down for Hallo Scream to start. See what we're doing here? See that time?
I like it.
Yeah, you see that? So walking through that. It is the one and only, The Rafters. That this morning, and it just gets better. A round of applause, please. So, Tom Pearcey, Chief Executive Officer and founder of the biggest maze in Europe, the York Maze, at yorkmaze.com, would you like to speak to any folk from the Rafters?
But I would speak to anyone from the rafters. I quite enjoyed that. It was very good.
So let's get Donna equipped with headphones, etc. Move her through to the microphone and all the rest of it to be the lead singer. Oh, I think actually, Donna, are you channeling Jules from the Ting Tings when you're actually singing that? Because I'm just getting a slight Ting Ting esque flavour there. Or is that sort of just nothing at all? Really?
No, nothing at all. No Ting Tings.
That's fine. Let's put me in my place. Donna is also quite small, so when it comes to the maze, she might get lost. But basically, what would you like to ask her, Tom?
Well, I just thought through my mobile phone, which is not the best transmitter of musical sounds, I thought Donna's vocal was a bit Kate Bush-esque.
Kate Bush-esque?
I've never heard that one before.
Out on the wild and wind. No, no, no. I can't do the falsetto at this time of the morning. It's not going to go at all from that point of view. So what about that suggestion about the band performing sometime next year in the York Maze? I mean, I just sort of throw that in as a possibility.
Yeah, we actually keep thinking about doing a small music festival. I've had quite a lot of people approach me because it's obviously a great site for doing stuff like that. And I've had a lot of people coming up saying, we need to do, you should do a music festival. And so we are thinking about perhaps doing a little boutique-y festival next year. So it could be quite a good fit with the rafters.
See what we've done here, Donna. We've actually made the phone call on your band's behalf.
Yeah.
You haven't had to sort of work on that basis. We've actually opened that up. Of course, the album will be set by then called Under the Influence. Very interesting. Under the Influence of all sorts of areas from that point of view. Let's go to Chris. Chris, any questions that you'd like to put to Tom? And you might need to sort of have a set of headphones to hear his response, basically. Because, in terms of the York Maze, I can see a song. I'm also thinking, we need some reciprocity here. We're in a bartering economy, particularly as Angela Merkel and the other French chap, Sarkozy, would actually say. Maybe you'd write a song about the York Maze? Perhaps, I'd say that. What say you, Tom? A song about the York Maze?
Either a maze-related song would be great, or obviously at the minute it's Halloween time and we're moving in the ways of the dark and sinister. So any sort of a horror anthem, some sort of dark rock type thing. I don't know. What could you do?
I could probably stretch to some sort of dark horror rock thing.
Yeah.
I'll probably write something along those lines.
Good, like that. And of course, forensic scientist on board. Marvellous, you can actually sort of
as long as we're not going out Michael Jackson Thriller style.
No, please. Listen, last night, and I blame the Furmans here, the daughter and mother and daughter team from Teesside work on the Siren Sister Station, etc., Southside Broadcasting. But ever since they came along to one of the Midweek Drive Morning Editions and spent, 40 minutes teaching Jodie the actual choreographic footsteps to Thriller, you did it again last night as well, didn't you? You got it videoed in the studio.
Got it on video, that's going to be a bit scary.
It's not good at all.
A little hands of the devil's workshop, Alex.
It's very true, very, very true. That's what I've said. That's why we're sending you over to Los Angeles, where she'll be sort of working a little backside off, basically. Anyway, so I'll tell you what, Tom, we'll get numbers in exchange and then you can sort of follow that through. But I just thought, there might be some magic
cool.
There.
Could be good.
Work through. But we're here to talk about Hallow Scream. And we'll go back to Amy on this particular one, because obviously you were there in the summer for the relatively inoffensive Harry Potter. Although, having said that, Amy, I do have to ask the question, did you actually avail yourself of the naturist sort of evening and actually do the visit to the York Maze stark naked? Because obviously there is a naturist evening at the York Maze, and I don't know with you, Amy, you might just surprise us that, let's just take all my clothes off and be so free.
Unfortunately, I didn't know. It was actually quite chilly, the lovely warm summers that we have here in England, so I was actually quite wrapped up and...
Very sensible, really.
And I wouldn't want to scare the animals. They have lots of lovely pets around the farm.
That's been my line as well, really. It's strange enough. So there we are. But I presume another successful record-breaking season, Tom.
To be honest, Alex, it was a bit wet. I don't even remember the season we've just had, but certainly around the York area, we had a lot of rain and a lot of miserable grey days. So we had some very, very busy days, but we also had quite a few days where everyone stayed in and decided it was not a good idea to walk around a field of maize in the pouring rain. To be honest, I probably agree with them.
Well, never mind.
On the flip side, we're having a very, very busy Halloween because the weather this week has been very nice. So we've had very good numbers for Halloween. And tonight is the first night of Hallow Scream, and it's the premiere of our new horror film tonight.
A premiere of your new horror film?
Yes, we've shot a horror film called See No Evil.
Oh, with monkeys, perhaps?
No monkeys. It's It's basically, it's about a bunch of students that come down to visit the Hallows Theme event, but they arrive a day early and think it would be a good idea to go and look around the site and the haunted houses while nobody's here.
No, it's not a good idea. It's very silly. You know, it's
without giving too much away, they all end up dead.
Jodie, questions from yourself for Hallows? Because, I mean, we would have been doing it this year, but I think it depends where you are, of course, geographically next year. But I think we should actually have a location report from the York Maze.
Yeah, it's definitely something I would have liked to have done if I wasn't heading off soon.
Yeah, well,
but can I ask you, Tom, do you have like a helicopter going around? What, you know, if people get properly lost and they go into a massive panic,
lots
what happens
of Eastern
then?
European workers to actually help. Lots of Eastern European workers. Very good.
I know you can buy these little sort of helicopter drone things. In fact, I was on YouTube the other week and looking around for stuff to do with York Maze, and there's this film all about, you know, aerial footage of the maze, and it's a guy parked in our car park on an evening, and he's got this sort of micro helicopter with a camera attached to it flying all around the place. So it's something we might actually be able to do in the future, but at the minute it's more of a case of if there's any cars left in the car park at the end of the night, then we go set off and try and find whoever's belonging to that car.
That is good to know.
The low-tech system, that one.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not funny, by the way, if you are lost, Jodie, just in case anybody has actually had that. Can be quite a traumatic time. I mean, you know, I thought from the way we were very sympathetic to your stress-based cat earlier in the day, you would have sort of... reciprocity. Yeah.
Look, I've seen Labyrinth. I know what it's like to be lost in a maze.
Ah, that's very true. Anyway, Tom, I mean, as a farmer, have you ever had any challenges with animals who've been a bit stressed? Because, I mean, we've had several suggestions for Jodie's cat, Harry, from Lou Bevan's plug-in, which I wasn't sure he was referring to the cat or some sort of device to actually, you know, electricity would kill or cure, I suppose, from that point of view, to obviously Annette Andre with... Rosemary oil? Or
Evening primrose
evening,
oil.
Evening primrose oil. Yeah. Is this an issue you've ever had, Tom?
I mean, boredom is quite a factor for animals. They can get a little bit bored, and once they get bored, they start getting into trouble. We find if you put a cow or a bunch of cows into a field where there's too much grass, they guzzle the grass down, fill their stomachs, and then the entertainment is how do we get out of the field because we're bored in here. But if you give them a field with not enough grass, they spend the whole day munching, trying to nibble a little bit of grass, and they don't get into any bother. But escaping animals is a big problem, and boredom from animals is a big problem with farmers.
Is Harry prone to actually be bored then? Is it just a case of...
Possibly,
yeah.
That's right. Obviously, our pigs are kept entertained by... We have racing pigs, so they don't get time to get bored. Every hour, they have to do a couple of laps of the circuit.
Whether or not they want to, which is very good.
Whether or not they want to. Well, this week...
It's keeping them lean, Tom. That's the important thing. If they didn't do the laps effectively, they'd be on somebody's bacon lunch. It's not good.
The laps are encouraged by a bucket of food, which this week has been carried by Donut the Dragon. So for Halloween, they chase a dragon around with a bucket of food.
See, I might try that with Harry. Yeah.
I've actually won a medal from the piggy races. I've got it hanging on my wall. I'm very proud of that.
See, this is this kind of thing, as I say to Chris, Pete, Sam and Donna, you don't expect from most radio stations. That's because they don't push the boundaries we do, you know. I'll get this on Chris Walls, you know, piggy race medals. No matter how hard Alid might try. Anyway,
the question is, can she remember which pig she bet on to get the medal?
It was one of the little, I don't know, it was like had a little green spot on them.
Green. Was that Cato Stye?
It could have been, yes.
Ah, Cato Stye did it again.
It wasn't Red Runt, because Red Runt is red.
No, Red Runt, actually, he won like two of the races that day, and I was like, oh no, he's not going to go for a third. And it was between the little blue one and the little green one, and I went for
blue,
little green.
Blue is piggy politics.
Yeah. And I went for the little green one and she won. So I was very happy with that.
Chop of Gibraltar, I think that could have been. Chop of Gibraltar.
That does sound familiar, Chop of Gibraltar.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And all these pigs obviously are available to have their names used as song titles for future sort of rafter songs, I'm sure. Go away through that point of view. Tom, it's been brilliant touching base with you once again. A reminder, of course, it's yorkmaze.com. Presumably people can still actually pay on the door and connect this weekend with your good self.
They can for the daytimes. The night times are all advanced ticket only and nearly sold out. So if anyone does want to come down, they've got to buy quickly.
Fantastic. And after that, of course, as we said, we want to actually do a year in the life of the York Maze. So hopefully we'll touch base with you before sort of Christmas and sort of... should we run that naming competition again? Because obviously there's always the theme of the York Maze that
there is, comes
through.
The next one coming up. So if anyone's got any ideas for next year's theme for the maze, it won't be Harry Potter, but what will it be?
Exactly. So creative times. I can see Jodie's sort of already creative line coming through on that particular line of things, etc. So last two questions for Tom Piercy, please. Amy.
Tom, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us this morning?
It's always interesting with Alex. It was a pleasure to hear the rafters, and yeah, good to speak to you all.
Thank you. And can we look forward to connecting with you again in the very near future?
I'm sure you can, yes. Possibly bonfire night, but once that's out of the way, I shall be putting my feet up and doing nothing for the next 6 months.
We're not going to be actually doing a piece with you whilst you're sort of burning somebody alive on the stake. I mean, I know Guy Fawkes from York and there is a connection there, but please, you know, we wouldn't encourage it, and it's not good from that point of view. Tom Piercy will return.